a different kind of defeat to the one last week, but did you get everything you wanted from the players from what you've worked on in the week?
No, we got effort. We got plenty of effort. Yeah, you know, we came up with some bad players at bad times, but there was plenty of effort in the game.
Ran the champions close to the efforts there, but what's the thing that's missing for you at the moment? Is it the fact that you've got so many players out injured, it's just difficult to put the team together you want out on the field?
No, not going to blame injuries for our loss. You know, we came up with fundamental errors at the wrong. We didn't create any pressure. If we had to create some pressure, and we haven't been able to create any pressure all year. You know, it's been a problem for us, and we're coming up. You know, we only completed 50% in the second half. Just no chance of winning the game doing that.
You led at half-time, a couple of tries disallowed straight after the break. Do you think if you'd got at least one of those, you could have gone on and got the victory?
It's hindsight now, isn't it? You know, we weren't good enough to get it done. You know, whether or not that was a forward pass, I don't think it's a forward pass, but, you know, we had them in that period of time, and good teams are able to take that chance. We didn't.
Two wins and two defeats. You're going to the game against Salford next week. Are you looking to bring... Can you bring anyone in to beef up the squad?
Oh, mate, I wouldn't have a clue, to tell you the truth. Probably not. You know, we'll battle on with what we've got. We've got what we've got, and that's what we'll have to battle with.
A lot of adversity. And it's tough. You can't really practice what we did out there today. As a group of players, you can't really put that in play. You just got to have faith in your team. And I know they can do the best, which they generally always do, give you everything they can. And today just shows what they're made of, really. I mean, middles are just phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. I know, it's easy for me to pick that, but we had one sub in Lance, and all we could do was try and save him up as long as we could, and then roll them middles in the second half. And Alex Wormsley was just sensational. Tilly Avey, you know, he's just... Tills is just coming of age, and he's, you know, Tills is a superstar in the making. He's going to be a good Saints player for a long time. But it shows what it means to him, you know, which... Regardless of the result, in hindsight, it's a great thing, you know. And I always say I'm quite an emotional person, but I was proud of what they did, you know. I was proud of how they hung in there and how they worked for each other, and you could see on the face at half time, you know, what it meant to them, and you know what they wanted to do and how much they pushed for each other. So, you know, it's great. I've been involved as a player in wins in adversity. You know, they're sometimes your best ones, the ones that you remember. And I spoke to him about at half time about where this 2 points would take us and where we'll be later on in the season when you look back and wherever you finish up, and this could be the 2 points that get you there, you know. So it was a massive victory for us.